Chapter 24, Paul before Felix. And after 5 days, the high priest Ananias came down with some elders and a spokesman, one Tertullus, and these gave evidence to the governor against Paul. And when he was called, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, "See that by you we enjoy much peace and prosperity is being brought to this nation by your foresight. We accept it in all ways and in all places, most excellent Felix, with all thankfulness. But not to be tedious to you any further, I beg you to hear by your courtesy a few words from us. For we have found this man to be a plague and a mover of insurrections among all the Jews throughout the world and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, who moreover tried to profane the temple. We laid hold of him and would have judged him according to our law, but the chief captain Lysias came and with great violence took him out of our hands, commanding his accusers to come before you. You will be able, by examining him yourself, to gain knowledge of all these things of which we accuse him." And the Jews also joined in the charge, affirming that these things were so. And when the governor motioned for him to speak, Paul answered, "Inasmuch as I do know you have been for many years a judge of this nation, I cheerfully make my defence. You can verify that it was no more than 12 days ago that I went up to Jerusalem to worship, and neither in the temple, nor in the synagogues, nor in the city did they find me disputing with anyone or stirring up a crowd. Neither can they prove to you the things of which they now accuse me. But this I confess to you, that after the way, which they call a sect, I serve the God of our fathers, believing all things which are according to the law, which are written in the prophets, having hope towards God, which these people also look for. And there shall be a resurrection, both of the just and unjust. Herein I also exercise myself to have a conscience void of offence toward God and men always. Now after some years I came to bring alms and offerings to my nation. Whilst doing this, they found me purified in the temple with no crowd, nor with uproar. But there were certain Jews from Asia who should have been here before you to make the accusation if they had something against me. Or else let these men themselves say what wrongdoing they found when I stood before the council, except it be for one statement that I cried, standing among them, concerning the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question before you this day. But Felix, having more accurate knowledge concerning the way, adjourned the proceedings, saying, "When Lysias the chief captain shall come, I will decide your case." Then he gave orders to the centurion that he should be kept in custody, but have some liberty, and that none of his friends should be prevented from attending to his needs. But after some days, Felix came with Drusilla his wife, who was a Jewess, and sent for Paul and listened to him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. And as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, "Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you." He hoped meanwhile that money would be given to him by Paul. Therefore he sent for him more often and conversed with him. But after 2 years, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus. And desiring to gain favour with the Jews, Felix left Paul in prison.